mentioned, you mentioned wasps. What's the difference between a wasp and a dirt dauber?
I think of a wasp as building a paper nest, you know, with all many chambers, mm-hmm. and also being more aggressive than a dirt dauber.
Okay, so a wasp stings.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what about a dirt dauber? Does that sting?
I've never been stung by one. I don't know.
Okay. What about yellow jackets? You mentioned those. Where do they build their nests?
In the ground.
Okay.
And they are fierce.
Okay. Those are the tough, the roughest ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
I stepped on a nest on barefooted one time, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God, I'll bet. What about, you already mentioned these, we were talking about mosquito hawks, the things that fly around at night and sting you, or bite you, they don't really sting you, they just kind of bite you.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, okay. You ever cut that short?
Mosquitoes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then there's a kind of small insect that burrows into your skin.
Like a tick?
Tick, or you call them anything else? Chiggers, you ever call them?
What, chiggers?
Yeah.
No, we call chiggers all the red bugs, the little red spider mites.
I see, okay. And there's another little insect that's, some of them are green and some of them are brown, and they hop along in the grass.
Grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers, okay.
You ever have that turned around?
Yeah. No?
I've heard, I think, again, in play, them called hoppergrasses.
But never,
uh-huh.
Okay. And then we talked about bait. What do you call those little small fish things that you use for bait?
Mussels.
Okay, and inside of a house, stretched across the corners, sometimes you'll find to catch things.
Cobweb.
Okay, and what
now,
about...
Now, this all depends. That if it's an active web, it'll be called a spider web, but if it's, you know, kind of become inactive and has gathered dust, called a cobweb. That's interesting.
I
mean, is that fairly universal?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
What about inside and outside?
Cobwebs collect the morning dew on the lawns. Spider webs are strung between things, and they can be great engineering achievements.
Okay, great. Let me see, the part of a tree underneath the ground you call?
Oh, the roots?
Okay.
Did you know that to a root, the leaf is an angel? That's another thing in my book.
It's
one of those backyard mysticism.
Speaking of which, you ever hear of roots used for... medicine,
mm-hmm.
medicinal purposes.
Sure, but for instance, that everyone knows about the root lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there used to be a root lady that she might, or one might still live in the swamps around here.
Mm-hmm.
But some places, I think that those which are most affected by voodoo practice, we call her the Abeo woman.
Mm-hmm.
But root lady, and she. Roots and herbs and hexes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. The kind of tree you tap for syrup, we mentioned that already.
Mm-hmm.
It's called what? Usually up north.
Oh, that'd be called sugaring, I think.
Yeah.